Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Good morning. morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Man Up Monday with your host and co-host, Pastor Dale Douglas Sr., and myself, co-pastor minister, co-pastor Kashima Douglas. Okay, y'all got to give you the title. So this is just, give me a minute. But anyway, we thank you. We thank you for coming on to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or get prayer. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 18 and 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation and my stronghold. Again, Psalms 18 and 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
There you go. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank you guys for taking out the time to listen to us on this morning, yielding your first fruit, which is the word of God with us on this morning. It is an honor and a privilege on this morning for you guys to join us. We don't take that lightly. We thank you so much for coming on and being a part of the broadcast on this morning. But before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Let us have a word of prayer before we go any further. Father, we thank you for this awesome opportunity, God, this time, God, to come before you, Father God, and just to, God, to yield unto you our first fruit, God, to call upon your name, God, to surrender and render ourselves to you on this morning and just say, God, use us and take us, God, under your wing on this morning, God, to keep us, protect us, and watch over us. Father, we thank you for your word that shall impart on our hearts this morning, God, the strength that we need to continue and to carry on within you and within what you have called us to do. Father, we pray on today, God, those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, Father, that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, those that are dealing with any issues or circumstances in their lives right now, God, we lift them up to you. Father, we pray for the chaos that's in their minds, the noise and pestilence that's speaking in their ear. God, the hardness of their heart, God, whatever the thing may be covering their heart to keep them from feeling your presence on this morning. God, we pray that you would silence that noise and pestilence in their ear. God, we pray that you would quiet the chaos in their minds, oh God. God, we ask you to remove that stone or whatever that thing is that's covering their hearts to keep them from moving forward in you. Father, we pray that to the words of our mouth, God, and the meditation of our hearts, God, to be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. God, give us the ability to have the tongue of the ready writer, God, to write on the hearts of the people, God, the things that are very necessary and vital for their good success on this morning. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. As always, guys, again, we thank you so much for joining us. We want to make sure that we acknowledge the countries that are listening in on this morning. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Ghana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have South Africa. We have Germany, Saudi Arabia, China and Hong Kong. Y'all forgive me, my mind skipped for a second. But we thank you guys so much overseas that are listening in to us. I will continue to say this as we do this. We thank you guys so much for tuning in. We realize that this is a very dangerous thing for you guys to do, to be listening in on this broadcast. But we are consistently and constantly praying for your safety in other countries that are listening in to us, because we do realize that this could cost you your life. But we are consistently and constantly praying that the God that we serve is continually covering your family and covering your homes and covering your life as you
as you go out to, as you come in to listen into the broadcast and to partake of God's word, so that you can be empowered and strengthened and have the word of God applied to your life on a day-to-day basis. We thank you so very much. And we realize that this is a very, 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 very crucial time in the world right now, to where the word of God needs to be preached. It does not need to be played with. It does not need to be tampered with. It does not need to be given any type of additional add-ons to it. Give it to them uncut and uncensored, straight the word. Nothing else in between. No fluff in it. As my daddy said, you don't put no fluff in it. Don't put nothing extra in it. Just go ahead on and just give the people the word. If we give the word, this is what I'm learning. I'm learning in my time that I've been preaching, that if we give people the word, if we give folks the word like we're supposed to give folks the word, all that other stuff that come along with it, they're going to go ahead on and line up with it. Because see, what I found out, people of God, is the word does something to you. The word will change some things in you. The word will cause you, watch this here, to start examining your own life and look at your life and say, what is it that I'm doing? Where is it that I'm missing? If there's something in my life that I'm missing, if there's something inside of me that is missing, is there an issue or a circumstance or a situation in my life that's right now that's keeping me from being closer to God? The word will make you look inside yourself and start picking some stuff out of your own life. Because watch what God does. God gives us the word to use as a template. If you don't know, now you know. The word of God is a template for you to live your life according to, watch it, what God is saying for you, to how you're supposed to live. If you take the word and study the word, the Bible says, study the word to show thyself approved, a workman that be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, what does that actually mean? Can I help you? Let me help you to your blessed place real quick early this morning, while you're sitting in your car sipping on your coffee, while you're sitting at your desk, while you're sitting there riding down the road, and you got me in your ear, you doing your exercises on this morning, and you listening to the broadcast while you walk in the track. Let me help you this morning. Let me give you some strength to get you to your blessed place. The word of God will make you look at yourself and pick some stuff out of you and say, you know what? This don't belong to me. This don't belong to me. This don't belong to me. This doesn't fit my life. This doesn't fit my will. And see, watch what God will start doing then. God will then, after you start pulling some stuff out of you, because watch this, the reason why a lot of times we don't see what we need to see in ourselves is because we got other people speaking stuff in our life. Come here, let's talk and have a real conversation. I ain't got much time. We got a man of God just coming on this morning. But the word of God will make you look inside yourself and start seeing yourself for yourself, and then you'll start taking you to the place to where you need to start picking people out your life. Come on, let's be real. It got some folks that's riding with you that don't belong with you. Come on, and preach, Reverend, preach, Reverend, preach. You got people that's riding with you right now that don't belong to you. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you, but boo-boo need to go. Hey, oh, Lord, have mercy. I done stepped in some deep water. Now, you need to just start cutting some people off, because watch this, the pandemic then changed the whole demographic of your life, because now you're cuddling up with folk. Come on here. They got, oh, Lord, they got a virus. I ain't talking about the corona. I'm talking about that other virus. I'm talking about that other stuff. They didn't sit up there and they didn't poison your life. They didn't put stuff inside of you that don't belong to you. They didn't sit up and they didn't infect you with the mentality of the way they are, the way they think, and the way they act. They didn't mess around there and they didn't gave you that look. They didn't sit up there and they didn't gave you that spiritual disease. They didn't come on here. They didn't mess around here and infected you with something. Watch this here. That's keeping you from seeing the direction that you need to go in. But can I be the bearer of good news for some and the bearer of bad news for others? The word of God says for us to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman that be it not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word will make you tell the truth on yourself, because what it does is it'll cut something. The Bible says it like this. it says that the word is a two-edged sword. It cuts going, baby, and coming. So when you cut some, when you speak that word, it cuts some stuff away from you. It, watch this here. It causes you to do a spiritual surgery on yourself because your mentality starts to change. Don't think it's strange in this season that you're in. Oh, God, here we go with the prophetic. Don't think it's strange in this season that God is getting ready to, watch this here, make you do a self-surgery and start cutting some folk and some things out of your life. Don't think it's strange when folks start walking away. Don't think it's strange when people start packing up their stuff and heading toward the south. Don't worry about it. Don't fear. Don't fret. Don't get all weary in your well-doing. Don't let your mind get all messed up and jacked up. Don't start, come on here, let's preach this morning, Reverend, then preach. Don't get all weary in your well-doing. Know that God has a plan orchestrated and set up for your life. Only thing you have to do is let the plan unfold. See, we have to get to that mentality and mindset of what the scripture says. I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. Come here, let's talk. See, our expected end and God expected in is two different expected ends. Let me preach with you this morning. And I'm finna get ready. I'm finna bring the man of God. We're gonna take a commercial break and I'm bring the man of God. Listen, we have to learn how to let God's expected in work in us. He says that he has a perfect work that will be performed until his coming. Why is it so complicated that we don't sit back and let God do what he do? I'll tell you why. Let me help you real quick, and we're going to go to a commercial break. I'm going to leave you hanging. Then I'm going to give you that cliffhanger. Watch. We want our own stuff and done it our own way. Baby, realize and understand God's will is not Burger King. You cannot have it your way. You know, Burger King now, I was riding, and I looked at the sign on the Burger King sign. It's got a sign that's up against the wall, and they say they got over 165,000 different ways to make your burger. And that's what we want when it comes to God. We want the 1,666 different ways to make our life. When God is saying there are some things that I need to take out of you, and there are some things I need to put in you. And sometimes, maybe it hurts when it's coming out. It hurts when it's coming out. But it is what it is. I'm going to leave y'all hanging. I ain't even going to get y'all the rest of it. We're going to go to a commercial break. And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Good morning, sir.
Feels so good with me is my friend, Miss Faith Evans. Y'all, please.
You get me with it?
Come on, y'all, can do better.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down.
This far, And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. And I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I fell, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me. Yeah, Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Yeah. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So for my life, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for, I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with none other than my lovely co-host, my lovely wife, none other than Minister, co-pastor, Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. That is our job. That's our main focus that we do on a day-to-day basis. And we thank you guys so very much for coming on and coming alongside us on this morning to join us this morning. This morning is Man Up Monday. It is Man Up Monday. And we have with us none other than the man of God, the prophet of God, the mouthpiece of God with us on this morning, none other than my brother, my friend, Apostle Bryant Montgomery. He is going to come on with us on this morning to break the bread of life with us on this morning, to share with us what the Lord has given unto him. So I present the psalm and introduce to others none other than Apostle Bryant Montgomery. Doc, are you there?
I'm here.
Man, look, the floor is yours. Please feel free to flow in the spirit.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Greetings, everyone. My name is Pastor Brian Montgomery. I truly appreciate the opportunity that has been given to me on this morning to bring forth the word of life on this morning. I just want to encourage each and every one this morning that God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. There's so many things that I know that in this season that as I'm talking and as I'm ministering, as I counsel, that one of the biggest questions that is before the people of God today is, where is God? One of the biggest things is that sometimes we cannot tangibly see him. We cannot tangibly feel him. We do not know that he is there. We are really questioning. It's many questions that are before the throne of God that many have, those that are believing and unbelieving. Amen. Hallelujah. It's so much that's before the Lord, but I just want to encourage every heart on this morning that God is with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm reminded of the scripture where it says that we must first look unto the hills from which cometh our help, and know that our help is from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your help is not, hallelujah, in government relief. It's not in the stimulus. It's not in anything else. Amen. Hallelujah. But your help is in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're not going to find your help under another man or in another woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You cannot find help. Hallelujah. The help that is needed, the help that's going to bring you through, the help that's going to bring you out. Hallelujah. The help that's going to cross you over. Amen. Hallelujah. That's going to transition or shift your life into the place, amen, that you desire. There are many desires that are on the hearts of God's people on this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Many things, amen, that sit before us on this morning that we desire to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God even began to deal with me as it pertains, amen, of the things that he had placed and purpose in our heart. Hallelujah. But it seems as if that the things that have been purposed in our heart to do, amen, we don't see the door. We don't know which way is going to come. Amen. We don't know how God is going to do it. So it sends us into a place of even sometimes anxiety. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Instead of standing and trusting God and looking unto the high place. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank God that God sits high. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For he sits above. Amen. Hallelujah. Every trial, every tribulation, everything that you're facing in life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means that he is exalted even greater than that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And for us just to know this morning, amen. Hallelujah. That God is with us. Hallelujah. God is with us. La ba shobo seba. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is with us. But what God was dealing with me with this morning is our transparency. Ha shaba. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. There is something about when we are transparent, when we are literally before the Lord and we are truly, as the word of God, naked before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And transparency come in a way, hallelujah, when we allow ourselves to be naked before the Lord. And what it is this is the, not necessarily in the natural. You're not taking off your clothes. You're just not exposing your body. Amen. Hallelujah. But the unseen things are now seen. Hallelujah. thank you, Jesus, that now the things that have been in the dark places are now coming to the light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For there are places that God wants to deal with on this morning that worketh on the inside of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God is calling forth our transparency on this morning. He wants, hallelujah, Father God, for us to begin to expose, to allow, hallelujah, glory to God, those hidden things, amen, hallelujah, to become now seen. Glory to God. I began to look up, amen, the definition of transparency. It says of allowing light to pass through so that the object behind can be distinctly seen. I love our soul. So when we are transparent, that means everything, hallelujah, glory to God, that's within us can now be distinctly seen. It can be identified for what it truly is. And God wants to get down to the heart of the matter because he wants his people to produce. He wants his people to manifest purpose. Hallelujah, glory to God. But he's calling for a transparent people in this season. He's calling out our shore. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, one that's going to be truthful, one, hallelujah, that's not going to mind to expose the scars, to allow the scars to be seen by him, hallelujah, glory to God, that don't mind, hallelujah, to go before the Lord. And when we pray, hallelujah, we're not praying, hallelujah, glory to God, a prayer, a superficial prayer, or we're praying amiss, but we really get into the core of the issue. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. But there's some things, hallelujah, when we go down even in prayer, hallelujah, we won't even call out, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, that we know even pride when it works in our heart, hallelujah, glory to God. We are so stubborn, hallelujah, we are so stiff-necked, hallelujah, and we are even likened as the harlot, as it even talks about in Ezekiel chapter 3, amen, hallelujah, how the harlot, amen, takes on a mindset that is not going to be shameful. It's not. It takes on a stiff pride on the inward, amen, even though it knows it's doing something or it's operating in a way, hallelujah, that God did not permit it, amen, hallelujah, or permit the individual, amen, that it's going to continue to go on and operate in the manner that it desires. But the Lord is calling forth, amen, the heart on today. It's calling for the transparency, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, that he may be able to deal. If so many that God has come, he has knocked on the door of your heart, hallelujah, glory to God, and you choose not to receive what God is doing, but hallelujah, glory to God, you have allowed pride to persist in your heart, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God, you have allowed, hallelujah, your own selfish motives and your own agendas and why and this and that, amen, hallelujah, because you choose not to humble, hallelujah, glory to God, for God said he cannot be with you, amen, hallelujah, in the manner that he desires, for there is a wall that sits before him in the name of Jesus. And God said, I'm knocking today. And if you will humble yourself and you will hear the voice of God on today, that God would do exactly what he said he would do. He will establish you, Abba, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The word of God says, no good thing would I withhold from those that love me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we know that in the word of God, it says that love requires obedience in order for it to be certified as love. Amen. Because he said, if you love me, he said that you would then obey me. What is obedience? Obedience is just simply doing what God says do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when God says that he does not want the spirit of pride, he does not want the selfish agenda, he don't want all of these different icky stuff that's working on the inside of us too, hallelujah, to prolong, and he wants us to submit those things unto him, hallelujah, glory to God. We cannot really say that we are obedient, hallelujah, glory to God, when we fail to follow the whole direction, but we follow it unto the point that is appeasing unto us. Hallelujah.
glory to God. Yeshua, God is saying on today, submit your ways unto me. Hallelujah. And I will establish you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. There's somebody under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They have negated to first submit themselves. But they have gone on and walked in the things that God has said, hallelujah, that they would walk in, but they have not submitted themselves first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woe to the one committed life unto the Lord and that desires to walk and go forth in the call of God. You have to first be submitted, because if you're not submitted, what realm are you working out of? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be not deceived today. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, if you allow the things, the pride that's working in your heart, you allow the pride, hallelujah, that is on the inside. Let me tell you something. The spirit of pride is the spirit of Leviathan. And anybody know anything about Leviathan? In Job, hallelujah, glory to God, it talks about the scales that are on Leviathan's back. The scales are like a shield. It said it can't be penetrated with the sword. Lord Jesus. It can't even be penetrated with the sword or the spear. It literally like when the spear would go to penetrate it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Speak today, Father. When the sword would begin to try to penetrate the scale, it said it literally would break. And what God is saying today is this: I'm not going to necessarily break through your pride, but what I need you to do is I need you to relinquish the pride. I need you to relinquish that spirit now. Hallelujah. Even talks about in the spirit of Leviathan, it talks about his mouth and his teeth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And how sharp and how vicious, amen, hallelujah, the mouth is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to deal with the one that's speaking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That you are supposed to be the vessel of God. You're supposed to be the mouthpiece of God. But your mouth, hallelujah, glory to God, needs to be washed. It needs to be cleaned. It needs to be submitted unto the spirit of God. Because you are speaking and you are cursing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But yet you still want to come before God and people and speak blessing, but you have yet still cursed them in the hidden place. But this is why transparency is needed, because we can be just like David. Lord, when David saw himself, he said, Lord, it is me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And even when we come to the place as Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6, when he said that when the Lord really filled his temple, amen, hallelujah, he was first able to see himself. He was able to see that he was first a man of unclean lips, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. And he said, and I'm sitting in the midst of a place, in the midst of people, unclean lips. Let me tell you, for the prophet, for those that want to operate in the gift, in order for you to see anyone else, you first must see yourself, hallelujah, glory to God. And if you cannot see yourself first, hallelujah, glory to God, I will question your giftings. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, that you're not operating in a realm, hallelujah, glory to God, that's outside of the realm of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. For I'm telling you, the enemy is deceiving the people of God. There are many people in the land that are proclaiming and declaring the word of God. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. But in their hearts, hallelujah, glory to God, is deception. And there is a form of doctrine that has been released on the land, hallelujah, to deceive the people of God. But those that are literally speaking the word of God don't even know that they are the ones that's operating in deception, because they have not submitted themselves. They have not allowed themselves to be transparent before the spirit of God, in the presence of God, for the Lord to begin to dig and to plow and to begin to break down the fallenness of their ground. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I can say there is a day that will come that everything will be exposed. There is a day that is coming, hallelujah, glory to God, where the things that's not seen, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, will be seen, hallelujah, glory to God. For people are rising up. They want truth. They want realness on today, hallelujah, glory to God. They don't want nobody to pacify them, hallelujah. But when you want help, You really want help. You don't want nobody lying to you. You don't want anybody just coming to you telling you anything, but you want the word of God that is for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I admonish every heart to submit your way, to submit your pride, to submit everything that the rebellion, Allah Bashur, that worketh on the inside to God on today, so that God can deal with it. So that God can begin to expose those things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that you can intentionally work on these things before the presence of God. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he would repent. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Say that God is knocking. God is knocking. He said, open up to me. He opened up to me, son. Open up to me, daughter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, Shabbat said. I even hear in the spirit, it's been going on way too long. Hallelujah. If you would submit just today, if you would, Shabbat, let me say it. If you would just lift up your hands on today, hallelujah. Glory to God. God will receive you again unto him. Hallelujah. God, I repent. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God began to deal with me about cycles. And sometimes these things that work in our life have been a cycle for us. There have been times, hallelujah, where we literally get on the bike. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. And it continues and continues. And so it's one of those things, I don't know if anybody know like I used to know, when we used to ride the bike, as long as we could begin to pedal forward, it began to pick up momentum. And as the bike kept going, the wheels kept going, the cycle kept going, it kept going. But it was something about when you begin to backpedal, hallelujah, glory to God, the wheels no longer begin to turn, but what they did was they began to coast on their own, but eventually they would slow down. But the thing about it is, hallelujah, glory to God, God has put the brakes on the, he has connected brakes on the inside that when you choose, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, to submit your life, it's like a spiritual break. You know, when you used to ride the bike and you used to clutch some brakes, the abrupt stop that would happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And depending on how fast you would go, amen, hallelujah, it was like the bike would jump up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I want to declare something on today. If you will pump the brakes in your life, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, and shift some things, amen, and that you would change the direction, and I'm talking about repentance on today. If you would change the direction, change the directory of your life, amen, as it pertains to that area in your life that God is calling forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God will begin to shift some things, hallelujah, and cause things to stop abruptly that you've been battling and warring with. There's literally things that's happening in the mind. Glory to God. God wants to heal the mind. Hallelujah. Glory. God wants to bring peace to your home. He wants to be a provider. He wants to begin to open up the avenues and the streams of income. He wants to open up, hallelujah, glory to God, greater realms of forgiveness and healing in your life. Hallelujah, glory to God. But as long as pride persists, as long as you desire to continue to go forth and operate in this manner, hallelujah, glory to God. Hashalobosokorebateke. Hallelujah, glory to God. I will allow you, say God, to eat the bread of your own doing. Hallelujah, glory to God. I will allow you to, Lobo Shabbat. Oh God, the Lord just brought to my mind, hallelujah, glory to God, even in this, is that even in the wilderness, the men and women of God, hey, Lord God, provided the manna. Amen. Hallelujah. I was preaching this, I guess, a week or two ago, and God just brought this back that literally God had provided for them in the wilderness. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But even in that, they were not satisfied. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. These things have to be dealt with. Amen. Hallelujah. Your discontentment, those things that working on the inside of you have to be dealt with. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For you cannot proceed with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because what's on the inside will manifest itself, will show forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That your own tongue will deceive you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just give glory and I give honor unto the Father on today. Hallelujah. Yield, submit your ways unto him.
Allow yourself to be transparent before the Lord, for he sees you. He knows you. But the thing about it is when you're truly transparent, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, this is something that's a willful act that you begin to expose those things. You allow it so those things can be seen before the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. He already sees it, but he wants you to acknowledge it. He wants you to acknowledge what's working on the inside of you. He wants you to, amen, hallelujah, acknowledge that I need healing, that I need deliverance. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Some have strongholds. Hallelujah. Some are operate in great delusions. Hallelujah, glory to God. But God wants you to come, hallelujah, God, to grips with what you're really dealing with and allow yourself to be transparent before him and allow him, hallelujah, glory to God, to heal your land. He said, if my people who are called, if you are called by the Lord, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, if you have answered the call unto the Lord, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, hallelujah, glory to God, and turn from their ways, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. And also, he said, humble themselves and pray, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, then he shall hear from heaven and pour out a blessing, and not only just a blessing, but heal the land, heal the land, heal the land, heal the land. Somebody needs more healing than they need a blessing, hallelujah, glory to God. Can I tell you that's a blessing in the healing? Amen, hallelujah, for when you are truly healed and when you are truly whole, amen, God can do so much with your whole self than your broken self. Amen. I know it's a cliche word. Oh, you know, God does so much with your brokenness. Yes, he does, amen, but even when you're whole, let me tell you something, he can do so much more with you, amen, and that's the word of the Lord, man of God.
Wow, 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 wow. Man of God, this is what I feel in my spirit. Lead us into the redemption prayer. This is what I'm feeling in my spirit right now. There are those that are under the sound of your voice right now that needs to be redeemed back to back to God, back from that place that you just got through talking about. Some of them are there, but they don't know how to get back. Some of them have fallen away and fallen so far. And the words that you have spoke this morning has caused a paradigm shift in the atmosphere. So please lead us into the redemption prayer that the Lord lay, or whatever the Lord laid on your heart, laying on your heart right now to pray. Pray that prayer right now with them, please.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Father God, that on today that repentance will go forth, and on today, hallelujah, that each and every one under the sound of my voice that has desired, amen, in their heart to do something different on this morning, hallelujah, that is desiring to change the trajectory of their life, hallelujah, glory to God, that it starts with repentance, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. It basically is a sorrowful repentance, meaning asking for forgiveness of the Lord for those things that worketh on the inside that you know that does not bring God glory, and you know what that is. If you begin to confess that before the Lord and you begin to ask God for forgiveness, amen, hallelujah, and not just asking God for forgiveness, but on the as much as it's within you, asking the Lord to help you, amen, hallelujah, to keep on course, hallelujah, glory to God. God, we bind, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, every cycle. We destroy every root, amen, hallelujah, Father God. Labaste, we untangle, amen, each and every one, every hold of the mind in the name of Jesus, glory to God. I said, by soul, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Uproot him, amen, hallelujah, Father God, from, amen, the foul lands in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Help each and every single one, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, to do what is right, amen, hallelujah, God, that you will encourage, that you uplift, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, but even greater than that, that you will break up the fallenness of the ground on today, God, that you will cause, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, the thing that has come to defile their land, amen, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, to be destroyed, in the name of Jesus, glory, hallelujah, glory to God, heart be whole, heart be healed, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, that today would be the day of surrender.
Today will be the day of letting go. Hallelujah. Somebody just say, Lord, I let go. Hallelujah of my pride. I let go. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God of every single thing that I think it should be or what I feel that I need it to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I let go of my old mindset, my own agenda, and my own motive, God. In the name of Jesus, on today, I make the conscious decision that I'm going to turn from these things. I come out of agreement. Hallelujah. Glory to God with everything that is not like you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God, I come out of agreement with unforgiveness. I come out of agreement with bitterness. I come out of agreement with envies and jealousies of the heart. I come out of agreement with rebellion. I come out of agreement with pride. I come out of agreement with sexual immoralities. I come out of agreement with lust and perversions. I come out of agreement, hallelujah, glory to God, with everything, hallelujah, glory to God, that worketh in me, hallelujah, that is not like you in the name of Jesus, glory to God. God, I'm asking on today, somebody say, Lord, I'm asking on today, hallelujah, glory to God, for you to change me, hallelujah, glory to God, for you in the name of Jesus, glory to God, to wash me, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, and to change, hallelujah, glory to God, every area in my life, amen, hallelujah, that I so desperately need change in. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. I want to say this. I'm not a stickler for giving the person the word, but you know what it is that you need to say. It's like it's literally on your heart. You know what it is. There's something about it. It's like when you know that you've done something wrong, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Nobody really needs to tell you how to repent to a person. Nobody really has to tell you what to say, but you know it's like the words just formulate on your lip, because when there's true repentance as has formed in your heart, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, it can be just as simple, God, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't probably even formulate everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you desire to say unto the Lord. But in your repentance, in your sincere repentance, God will know what your sorry means. Hallelujah. God, I apologize. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. And as you begin to speak unto the Father, as you begin, hallelujah, glory to God, to repent and to turn from those things that God is calling you from, then God will show up. He will show up like never before. Oh, God, I declare that everyone, under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, that repent on today, that they would have an encounter with God. An encounter. Let me tell you something. When I truly had an encounter with the Lord, it literally changed my life. There was no doubt of who God was. It wasn't no doubt of is he real, if he can do it, if he can't. When God touched my life, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. When I tell you when God touched my life, let me tell you, to the one that's on here, amen, that don't even have a mind to serve God, or one that would listen to this broadcast that don't have a mind to serve God. Let me tell you, I was in a church and did not have a mind to serve. Oh, God, hallelujah, to serve God. I remember I had went to a service, hallelujah, glory to God. And when I went to the service, I remember the man of God, he was preaching. He was just preaching. And I remember I was in my mind and in my heart. Let me tell you how far my heart and my mind was from God. I remember saying, man, if he don't hurry up, he is just talking too long. I'm ready to go. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I remember, amen, hallelujah, even in my heart, me saying this, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, in my inner being saying this and not necessarily professing it off my lips, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. But I'm glad that on that day that the Lord saw past my fault and he saw that I really had a need. And it was at the end of the service that the man of God began to call me up to the front. And he said, the Lord told me to pray for you. And as he began to pray for me, he began to run down everything in my life. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't necessarily the prophecy, hallelujah, that did it for me. But I'm telling you, it's like the hand of the Lord touched me. The man of God didn't touch me. Nobody laid hands on me, anything like that. But I'm telling you, the Spirit of God met me right there. Hallelujah, glory to God. I literally felt the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like no other. And the Lord met me right there. And I knew from that moment, hallelujah, glory to God, that this God that I've been attending church and hearing about all this time, that I've been serving in the choir, hallelujah, that I've been doing on little Easter speeches and things like that, hallelujah, glory to God. And at this time, I believe I was 20 or 21, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, when I had this encounter. So I wasn't a child, hallelujah, glory to God, and was not raised in church. But I'm telling you, wherever you are, whatever place you are, God, we are shillable sin. Hallelujah, glory to God, in his mighty and infinite way, he can meet you right where you are, that you can have an encounter with God. It may not be like me, but God can prove himself unto you, hallelujah, and show himself strong in your life. And it was something about that time when I had the encounter with God that literally changed. I went back to church that I was in. It was an old Baptist church, very rooted in religion. And as I came to back to that place, it was something that was on the inside of me. I didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost. I didn't know anything about the power of God. I didn't really know much of nothing. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I knew that what I was experiencing wasn't enough. I knew what I was wasn't enough, and that I had to get back to that place. Hallelujah. And I knew that at that moment, there was more in God than I had already had experienced. And this is what encounters do to us when we choose to have an encounter with God. It brings us into a place. It causes us, it causes us to yearn and thirst and hunger for a place in God that we've never experienced before. And that's how you know that you truly have an encounter with God. I'm not talking about with somebody just go and lay hands on you and you fall out and you get back up the same way. But a true encounter will cause you to change. It will cause you to change your perspective. It will awaken you to who God is really is. It'll bring a reverence unto God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like never before. And it will literally break some things off of you in the moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let me tell you something. I've never been the same since. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Did I ever battle? Did I ever go through anything after that? Yes, I did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I had to be delivered. I had to be set free. The chains have to be broken off of my life. It had to be. Hallelujah. I had to go through a process. It was not easy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I can say on this side today that it was worth it. It was worth it. Every part of it was worth it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I love our shit. God has made me show you your beginning, and he may have shown you your end. Hallelujah. You have known your beginning, and he may have shown you your end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he's even professed in the word that he desires to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's something about the in-between. Hallelujah. And I speak to your heart that you endure the transition. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That you endure the wilderness. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God for this great purpose in it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen again. Man of God, it is so refreshing. It is so refreshing. I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna be a whole lot of people that's gonna be upset when I say this. But we need to stop treating God like a side chick.
Yes, Lord.
We need to stop treating God like he's a side chick. We need to stop treating God like he our sugar daddy. The women on the line. Because the women that are listening in. Because watch this here. Let me show you something. What God is doing in this moment right now, he is causing a prophetic shift in the atmosphere. He is causing a prophetic shift in this land. And because we have lost sight of, watch this here, the importance of applying the word to your life. Because we want to feel good. We want that touchy, feely, feel good word, and I get it. I get it. Some people, that's what that's the only way you can reel them in, to get them that touchy, feely, feel good message. But watch this. Once you get them in there, get them to the place where they need to be at.
We can't always give our kids ice cream and cake and candy and all that stuff. They eat that 7 days a week. They eat that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Guess what? You got this child filled with sugar, and when you present something and put something real in front of their face, they ain't gonna want it. They're gonna be like, "What is this? I don't even recognize what this is." It's not until we get into the root of what God's word means to us and the connection that we need to have. Man, look, you done stirred something up inside of me. We have got to get to this place to where we realize that the repentance, repent. John the Baptist, that's all he preached was a repentance.
Man.
Repentance and baptism. That lets me know that repentance and baptism, that's something, they got to be an important message. It's got to be an important message. If he preaches repentance and baptism, it has to be something important for that to be seen and to be organized in our life. Repentance and baptism.
Amen.
God is able.
And one of the biggest
God is able.
To, man of God, just to add to what you're saying, is that God is calling for us to have a heart of repentance. So,
man, come on.
I just one of those things is that I know what we see and what's kind of one of those things that's seen mostly, because we have a lot of TV evangelists and all of those kind of things, but a lot of people don't preach on the heart of repentance, because when you have a heart of repentance, it's not a one-time thing. It's not just because it caused you to repent in the time or in the place where the conviction comes. Meaning, because when you repent, it puts you back. Hallelujah, glory to God. Not just saying, "Lord, forgive me," because sometimes when you say, "Forgive me, Lord," basically what that's just saying, "I'm sorry for what I'm doing," right? But I'm not necessarily that I'm willing to change. But when you truly have a heart of repentance, it causes you, amen, to literally change something. It causes you to do something different. And this is what hinders us a lot of times, is because that we have a heart for just forgiveness. I mean, literally, to ask God for forgiveness, but we really don't have a heart to truly change and to truly do something different. We want like you to be a sugar daddy, or you know, for him just to reign a blessing, like when we know that we're doing something wrong and things like that. But we have to know that God is a God of grace. He is a God of mercy. His grace is sufficient for us. But at the same token, he even said it, I believe, in Romans chapter 6. He said that, "Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" He said, "No, God forbid." But when is it the time where you truly die? When is it the time that you recognize that when you said that, "I want God as my Lord, I want God as my Savior," that I chose to die in that moment, that I was like it as Christ, that everything that was of this world died, and that now I'm choosing to resurrect. Hallelujah, glory to God. I've allowed myself to resurrect into the things of God and allow those things of God to work out. But the thing about it is, and the thing is to help someone to know along this way, is that God knows that you are a being that still operates in the flesh, and he knows what it is to operate in the flesh. So this is why he has given us grace, and this is why he has given us mercy. But the thing about it is this, that when we operate in a true heart of repentance, it causes us to be mindful and more intentional. No, come on, hallelujah, glory to God. Intentionality in our display or presentation unto the Lord, to where we're not willfully or necessarily, let me say this, is that we're not intentionally, hallelujah, doing things, amen, or being mindful of the things that we're doing there. So make sure that we're not bringing shame unto him. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because at the heart and at the core of it all, I desire to please God. That this walk have not become me, about me, I'm taking it to a place where it's about my purpose and, "Oh, I'm purpose to be this, I'm purpose to be that." Yes, you are. Everybody got a purpose. Hallelujah. Regardless of yours great and the other one small, but it still works. Hallelujah, glory to God. To the further and betterment of his name. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we we have to be careful and not to separate it. God is wanting us to have a heart of repentance, because true repentance causes change in your life.
You know, and one of the things that you said was so profound is we have to have a heart for repentance. What David's life was filled with bittersweetness, as I like to say sometimes, because David failed quite a few times, but it was to the point to where David stayed in a place of repentance. That's the reason why God said that David was after his own heart, was because David constantly repented. And it wasn't, and we, even though we fall, we make mistakes, we make errors, we do what we do as human beings. And I tell people this all the time. The sin is not in the fall. The sin is staying in the sin. When you fall, know this, that you're going to fall. You're human. You're going to make a mistake. That's just the human nature of who you are. As long as you're in this flesh, you're going to make that mistake and you're going to fall. It's just the ways of life. You're going to fall. But the thing about it is, what do you do in that fall? Don't make that fall a blank check. To think that every time you fall, that you could just stay in that fall and don't get up and repent. Father, forgive me. And true repentance, like you said. You know, my dad was preaching some years ago, and he said something. He said, repentance is like this. He said, repentance is not for you to repent saying, I'm sorry because I got caught. I'm sorry because I've done something that was not in your will and not in your way. So that's the place that we need to come into to realize that when we fall, we come into that understanding that, okay, God, you know what? Fix me here so I don't fall here again.
Uh-huh.
Fix me in my broken place. So I don't fall again. And you said something that earlier. You were saying that, man, I got to pray. We're going to pray for you. You said something earlier that blew my mind. You said that when we have to come so to the point to where when we repent, we have to realize that in our brokenness is broke. You know, God works in our brokenness. But if you stay in broke, if you're staying in a place of brokenness, if you're staying in a place of being toe up, you know what I'm saying? What are you actually learning? If you're staying in this place of where I'm always in a broken place. Yes, God desires a broken and contrite heart. Yes, he does. But there's a whole place where God want to get you to.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place of wholeness that God want to get you to. And my question to the question that I would ask the person that's under the sound of my voice right now would be this: how close are you to being whole, or how far are you in to your brokenness that you can't be whole? We have to come to a place to where we have to say, okay, God, I'm broken, yes, but please put me to a place of wholeness, because I'm broke on the inside, but I need to repent to get out of this hole that I'm in so I can become better at what God wants me to be. Man, you'd have opened up so much this morning for so many people. I just want to just share that with you, man. You opened up for so many. You opened up some places for people who would not normally open up and share. That I feel that in my spirit so strong that you have really provided some strength to a body of believers who needed to hear a strong word of change. A strong word of change. Let me pray for you before we go on and transition. Father, we thank you for the man of God. God, we thank you for the willing vessel that you have provided for us on this morning, God, to share your word of repentance, your word of change, your word of shifting the body. of shifting the mindset. Father, we thank you in advance for what you've already done. God, the life, God, that is presented to us today in the Apostle Brian Montgomery. God, we thank you for that vessel on today. God, we thank you for touching everything that is in his life to, God, bring it forth, God, into full flourishing. God, every area that you desire, that he desires, God, that for you to come in, God, and move some things around and shift some things around in his life, God, to touch, God, to elevate, to cultivate, God, even in his ministry, God, even in his relationship with his wife and his daughter, God, we speak, God, that you would pour, God, into their lives, God, like never before. Open up the windows of heaven, God, and pour out blessings that they don't have room enough to receive, God. God, we pray for financially, physical, emotional, God, spiritual overflow, God, into their lives even now. God, they shall live as long as they want and not want as long as they live, God, for everything that they desire, for every place that they desire. God, we ask that you would just touch right now, God, and strengthen the man of God from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. God, the prophetess, the woman of God that you have paired him with, that you have connected him with, God, his wife, God, his rib, Lord God, we pray for her. God, we pray that you would just bring more revelation and more strength and more power to her, God. God, we pray for the blessings of their businesses, God. God, we pray that you would just rain down, God, your blessings on their businesses right now, God, and speak life more abundantly. Every area of their life, God, cause a transition to come. God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, man of God. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We'll be right back. Apostle, hold on for me.
Okay. This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
I
had my share. Of love abuse.
Abuse.
Manipulated.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help.
And I can't help. But to give God glory.
Glory.
When I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell.
Story.
And I know.
You favor me
because
my enemies did try, but they couldn't triumph over me.
Yes, they did try,
but
it didn't work.
Over me.
I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love,
love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are back with the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We are Remember, guys, that phone number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628 to call in if you guys need prayer, if you guys want to share your testimony on this morning. We have been blessed by none other than my friend, my brother, Apostle Brian Montgomery. Apostle, share some of the businesses that you guys do.
Okay. Oh, well, we have quite a few. We have a enterprise of business that's under Kingdom Builders LLC, where we do all business in the spirit of excellence. We do a variety of different things. We help a lot of nonprofits and businesses establish their 501c3 and get LLC status. We do trademarks of every form. We have what else do we do? Counseling, we do coaching. So it's definitely, if you want to reach out to us, you can reach us on all social media platforms. We do parties as well. We have rentals and things like that. We actually have a T-shirt business that we operate as well. And my wife has a boutique where she's actually, I believe, getting ready to start right back up. So definitely, you can reach us at Erica Montgomery on Facebook, and we have a link to all of our other pages, or you can reach me at Brian Montgomery on Facebook as well. My wife has a ministry called Better Woman, and it is a worldwide ministry, nationwide ministry, and definitely you can link up with that. And if you want to, specifically for the businesses, if you would inbox my wife, we'll send all the rest of the information to you. Once again, it's Erica Montgomery on Facebook as well. And she does have a web page, which is Erica D. Montgomery at ericadmontgomery.com. So you can definitely go on there as well. You can find about all of our various businesses that we have together as well separately. And from there, and thank you for the opportunity to share that.
Amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if they got you covered from everything from a party on down to counseling. So listen.
Hey, then, wait a minute. Are y'all agents for rap? You know, because you know.
I can't. Not.
With my rap.
I couldn't hear you, woman of God.
I said, you know, my rap name is John Killer, so I might be the agent. I might be human prophet. Be my agent and get my career started.
Oh, yeah.
Apostle. Apostle.
Yes.
Apostle.
Yes.
You love
yes,
me. You love your brother, right? You love
I
your
do
brother,
love
right?
You. I do. I really
okay.
do.
Okay. I love your brother. Do not feed. Don't feed into her. Don't.
I got you, brother.
Please don't.
We
feed
in this together.
Please don't feed it to her.
Yes.
See, they gonna get it together. Please don't.
I'll profit. She'll back
can.
You up. It's okay.
You know what? The women gonna stick together. That's the one thing we can guarantee.
Yes.
These women gonna stick together.
Yes. Right,
I can't.
Right.
I can't. We had a gospel rapper come on by the name of B.D. Cole. He came on. And B.D. Cole told her, he said, I'm going to send her some bars. And see, I'm going to show you how green your brother is. I didn't even know what bars was. So that's just how green I am. I don't even know what bars. I didn't know what bars was. He goes, man, Lady Douglas, I'm going to send you some bars. So you can go ahead on and put your rap to it. And I'm like, B.D.,
yeah.
I don't even know what bars is. What are you sending her? I'm going to send her a track so she can go and get it. I'm like, oh, my dear God, no.
Yeah.
And he sent her a track. Doc, the man of God sent her a track for her to put her rap together.
Oh, wow. Come on,
I said,
now.
You say, come on now.
I'm telling you, if you drop a record, I'm buying it.
He said, you drop a record, I'm buying it. I can't, sir. I can't. Apostle, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you. I love you so much for coming on. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. This is so much.
And we love you all.
Man, this is, you know, I tell people laughter is good for the soul. Gaffer is good for the soul. This is
Amen.
What we do.
Man, we are here. We're here for every facet, man. And I tell people all the time, I say that's one of the things that I have been praying for God to do with our broadcast. This woman of God, I got Jesus. Look, the woman that you gave me, can you get her under control, Lord? She's just too much. But we thank God for being able to be everything to everybody that they need, man. Because, you know, this laughter, this could have been the thing that somebody needed to hear. Somebody probably just jumped onto the broadcast, man, and lost someone and needed something to encourage and make them smile and make them laugh. That's what I tell people. I say everything that we do it to the glory of God. We don't, you know, and I think that's what the body is missing, man. We're missing that everything to the glory of God that we need to have, man. So we could minister to the whole man. It's about ministering to the whole man right now, man. And that's our desire right now, to minister to the whole man. But thank you so much, man of God, for coming on, for joining along, for coming alongside with us, man, and just sharing the word. And we love you and your wife, and we had so much fun with Lil Faith yesterday. Oh my goodness, we had so much fun with Lil Faith yesterday. She blessed my soul sitting up there watching her. I like, look at her. She is just really, and she walking now, Jesus. She walking. Yeah. We praying for y'all. She started walking. We praying for y'all. Our grandson is going to be. He's going to be one next month. Oh, this month. Yeah, we just hit the third. Mm-hmm. He's going to be one this month. Lord have mercy. He's a handful and a half. So we understand where you at, Doc. We understand where you at. But love you guys so much. Thank you so much, man. And again, man, we look forward to you coming back on and joining us again. And we're going to go ahead on and release you now. God bless you. Apostle, so much.
God bless you, man of God. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Commercial.
With me is my friend, Miss Faith Evans. Y'all, please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It was Man Up Monday. We have the phenomenal, powerful man of God, Apostle Brian Montgomery, on this morning. Thank you for coming on and giving the people what thus saith the Lord. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now remember, if you need prayer, the number is 563-999-3628, or if you have a word from God, press 1.
Amen, amen. It is no secret that what we talked about this morning is a necessity for us to be in a place of repentance. Those of y'all who are under the sound of my voice right now, hear me clearly. There's no need for me to really go into no long drawn out speech or long drawn out compelling for you to come. The word spoke for itself today about being in a place of repentance. Those of you all that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, this is the end results. This is the end results of us seeking after God is our place of repentance. This is the end result of what God wants us to do, to repent. Out of all the things that we go through, it's a place of repentance. And that repentance comes with you asking God to come into your life, realizing that you have sinned and fallen short, that you have made the mistakes that you have made. You're fallen and just in that place right now to where you have failed. And you realize, I have to get up, dust myself off, and start over again. So that's what I surrender to you this morning. I surrender you this opportunity to get up, dust yourself off, and start afresh. Start anew. Start a new beginning right now. To become what God has called you to be. So the scripture says to confess with your mouth and to believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and that he died for our sins. So let us pray. Let us pray. Because now is the time for you to confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the grave for our sins, that our sins may be forgiven. His blood has now been applied to our life because he's taken all of our sins on the cross. So let us pray. Father, just repeat this prayer with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come and repent. I ask for your forgiveness, for I have fallen into a place of sin. Lord, I confess Jesus as my Lord. I believe in my heart that he was raised from the dead for my sins. And I ask you back into my life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. For those of you all who prayed that prayer, we want to say welcome to the body of Christ. We want to be the first ones to say welcome to the body of Christ. You are now officially a part of the body of Christ, and we want to say welcome, 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 welcome. Now, this is a platform that you could to come on to get your strength from. You may not be able to get to the church. You may not be able to get to someone who has a readily source of godly, God-felt information for you. This is a broadcast that could do that for you. Tune into this. Share this broadcast with your friends and family and say, this is where I received my totality in who God said I am now. This is what I want you to do. Share that broadcast. Share the number. Share the broadcast link, all of that, and let the people of God know, hey, look, we are here to help, encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. That's what they do. Go ahead on and jump on that link and get a part of that so they can push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. Amen, amen. Now we have a few keys that we want to share with you this morning to help you get to that place, to keep you strengthened while you're going along your journey, because the devil is busy and crafty, but we want to give you something to help you along the way. And I'm going to relinquish my stand, and my wife is going to share that information with you.
Good morning. Good morning.
The first key is to get you a Bible. The second key is to find your church home. And the third one is to make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. Again, the first key, get you a Bible. The second one is find your church home so you can go online and visit and listen to a couple of churches. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. Remember, you have to make sure that you don't want to get up under somebody that's always, oh, woe is me, but steady telling you to trust and believe in God. Make sure this line up. This is very important.
Amen. Amen. Can y'all get me? Listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead on and pray for the prayer list, the ones that have submitted their prayer requests through either the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, or maybe they submitted their request through the worldwidegospel@gmail.com, or maybe they went on Facebook Live. Oh, I'm sorry, not on Facebook Live, but on Facebook, the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and they submitted their request into any of those media sites, into the comment sections there or into the email. So we're going to pray for those requests. And now, family, remember, those of you all who are listening in and you have family members that need prayer, please send us requests so we can pray. This is what we do. We pray. We submit ourselves unto the mighty hand of God and let God, and we talk to God, and we pray for the deliverance of the people of God on a day-to-day basis. This is something that we do daily. So we want that opportunity to pray with you guys, pray for you guys, and to know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Above all, we ask, I think he is able to do just that. Amen. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for those who have submitted their prayer requests. God, we thank you for those who have not had that opportunity to submit their prayer requests, but God, they have their prayer request up before you today. So, Father, we touch and agree with them. God, you say where two or three are gathered together in your name, Father, you are in the midst. And God, we thank you for being in the midst of them, in the midst of us, God, right now, God, as we submit these prayer requests unto you on this morning. God, they may be everything from a sickness or a disease, God, on down to financial issues, God, marital issues, God. God, whatever they may be standing in the need of, Father God, whatever they need you to move on, God, we're touching and agreeing with them right now. And we're calling those things that be not as though they were. Father, we're trusting you, God, in a way, God, that you will shift not only their minds, their hearts, and their spirit, God, but shift them in the atmosphere and cause a complete and total change in their life. God, we pray today, God, that you would shift the mindsets of those, God, that are listening in, God, who need a closer walk with you, a closer mindset with you, a more effective shifting in their lives right now. God, we thank you right now, God, for every situation and circumstance, God, that they have submitted to you this morning, God, that you were moved by your power and by your strength. God, let them not struggle any longer in a place, God, to where, God, they try to figure out who they are in you or where they are in you. But God, you are doing, God, that thing and then some in their lives. You're causing, God, a mighty change in their life, God. You're seeking, God, for them to be better at what they are and who they are in you. God, we pray right now, God, that God, you would heal, God, every broken heart, God, every broken mindset on today. God, we cover, God, every judicial and every mayoral and governor, God, every Congress member, every House member, Lord God, God, every member of our judicial system, God, all of our police officers and doctors and, Lord, nurses, God, and healthcare workers, God, our home healthcare givers, God, we pray for them today, God. We lift up Lisa, God, Lisa Williams, we lift her up this morning, God. Touch her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God. Strengthen her on every hand, God. pray, God, that you would just put your hand of protection around them. God, we pray for Leslie, God, this morning. God, touch her body this morning. God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Strengthen her, God, on every hand. Dad, God, we pray for Dad Chester. Touch his body right now, God. Strengthen him, God, on every hand. Let every situation and circumstance, God, that's going on, God, to be strengthened. God, Mom and Dad, Mama Thelma and Dad Billy, God, touch them this morning, God. Strengthen them on every hand. God, empower them and strengthen them on every hand. God, give them to know, God, that you're working, God, that thing out on their behalf. All things are working together for their good. God, pour, God, into their lives, God, the strengthening that they need, God. God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their fairest feet. God, we pray for my mom and my sisters and my brothers. God, I pray for my wife, brothers and sisters. Lord, I pray for our mothers, God. We pray for our mothers this morning, God. We lift up every one of them, oh God. God, every mother that's on the line, every mother that's represented, God, we lift them up today, God. Strengthen them on every hand. God, touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, restore and power and strengthen them on every hand. God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus. God, we come to you, Father God. God, with the information, God, that you have given to us, which is your word. So we present your word back to you today, God. God, we come with the instructions of your word, God, to move, God, in your word, God, strategically, God, throughout all the things that we go through. God, you said, study to show yourself approved, a workman that be it not ashamed, rightly dividing your word. So we thank you for your word being life and strength, God, to those, God, being like marrow to our bone, God, that we are able to do, God, what you said you're going to do. God, strengthen us, God. God, on every hand, let us not be weary in well-doing, but all things, God. God, that you will, as we pray and call on your name, God, that you will strengthen us and give us the ability to understand and know, God, that we are in a place right now to where we need to know who you are and where you are and what you are doing in our life. Give us the ability, God, to see beyond our issues and our circumstances and know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you so much. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we look forward to you guys joining us again on tomorrow on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We will have like never before ministries on with us, which is the host is Overseer Felicia Nash Harrison, which will be on tomorrow and Wednesday. And also we will be back. The No Judgment Zone will be back on Thursday and Friday. Thursday is our Women's Day Thursday, and Friday is our Freestyle Friday. We will be on with those broadcasts on this week. So please remember to share the broadcast. Share the number. That number again for you to share is 563-999-3628. Tell them to call in and listen in so their lives can be changed through the word of God, because we are preaching an unadulterated gospel. We don't add nothing to it. We don't take nothing away from it. The gospel is the gospel, period. Amen. Also, remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any commercials that you would like for us to air, shoot us an email through worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. That email again is worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. Shoot us a request through there with your name and telephone number on it, and we will give you a call, and we will most definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, be more than happy to you guys as far as that is concerned. Remember also, Core Gifted Gifts is Lady Douglas's business. If you guys are desiring a bath experience, she has a bath that she is handmade. These are homemade bath bombs. These are amazing bombs. You guys who would like to have a true bath experience where you can relax and your body is just completely relaxed, please look into giving her a inbox or a direct message, drop it as a text, and let her know that you guys are interested in getting some of the bath bombs. You can go on, and she will more than gladly give you guys a call to talk with you about the bath bombs. Also, guys, remember, if you want to share in the ministry, if you would like to share into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, if you would like to sow into us on this morning, please feel free to go to $WGC2020. That Cash App again. This is a Cash App for the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It's $WGC2020. Again, $WGC2020. If you want to share any gift that you share, will be greatly appreciated. We will pray over your gift that you share with us. Now, listen, we're not a ministry. Got no soap on no rope. We ain't got no blessed towels. We ain't got none of that stuff that we're selling. But we do have the blessed oil that we have prayed and consecrated over, and we give this away. So if you guys would like to have that blessed oil sent to you, you could send us a request through worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com or email us, inbox us at the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, any one of those areas right there. We will be greatly appreciative if you share that information in there, and we will get that to you. If you guys are inside of the Houston area where we are, we will be glad to do a drive-by and drop it off to you. Social distancing will be in place as always. We're going to be covered up in our mask and all that. That's what we do to do what we do as far as this coronavirus thing is concerned. But we also will be willing to send it to you, so there's no problem. So if you would like to drop your in the email or in that direct message that you would send to us, you could send your address to us. We will be more than happy to go ahead on and send that to you guys as well, and we will take care of it that way. Any of those requests for the blessed oil, again, this is not for sale. This is oil that we give away. We have been blessed to be able to be a blessing to others about this, to share this oil and just to give this oil to people. And we have heard some great testimonies from them using the oil and saying that the oil is working for them. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, this oil is oil. It's the belief in the prayer, the touching with the oil. Only thing that does is a point of contact. That's a connection between you and the Lord. That's all that oil is. Don't take it no further than that. Don't take it no further than that. The power is not in the oil. The power is in the prayer. So remember that, ladies and gentlemen. We love you so very much. We look forward to you guys joining us again. Be blessed. We love you. We love you. We love you. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Have a fantastic day.